Davi Yerushalayim came Olam Etzirin Kamoniyot.
Just one halakha in the laws of Sisit. Maran discusses these laws in Siman Chet. There's a big machloket amongst the Yahadonim on the proper way to put on a talit gadol in the morning when a person prays, or whenever he puts on a talit gadol. According to Shulchan Aruch, based on the Beit Yosef, you don't really need to make what we call atifat Yishma'ilim, which means to take the talit and put it over your head and wrap it around like an Arab would wear his kafiyah. According to Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't mention atifat Yishma'ilim. He just says to wear it like people wear it. Sometimes the head is covered with it, sometimes the head is not covered with it. However, the Geonim, they said a person should put on his talit, it should be like the Ishma'ilim put on the talit, or put on their hat. And the way they do that is they have it hanging from both sides, and they take the right side and they throw it over their left shoulder, and then they take the left side and they throw it over the shoulder as well, and they have it like that. And that's why you see when the people put on their talit, to suspect the opinion of the Geonim, we make what we call atifat Ishma'ilim. Now, there's a big misunderstanding, because some people think that to make atifat Yishma'ilim, when you put it over your head, so they cover the whole face. So for a moment they're in the blackout. that is mistaken, because clearly the atifat Yishma'ilim don't cover their face. Otherwise, how would they walk? How would they see? Clearly they would cover, as we see today, from under their chin. And they leave from the chin up revealed. So therefore, when a person puts on his talit gadol in the morning, it is proper to, in the beginning, at least when he's making the beracha, after the beracha, to cover his head and to make the atifah. But when he's making the atifah, his face actually has to be exposed, and not that he's visible, and not that he's covering his eyes or his nose or things like that. Clearly, Ishma'ilim don't do that. The next thing that should be pointed out is that a person should try to leave that position of Atifat Yishma'ilim for the amount of distance that it takes to walk for Amot, which would be about 3 seconds. So you see sometimes people put on the talit in the morning and they put it on and they take it off right away. They should wait the distance of 3 seconds time to leave it in that position in order to fulfill that mitzvah. Now there's one more halakha that should be pointed out. What would happen if at that moment when the person is wrapping around his head, there's a Kaddish, which happens a lot. The Kaddish Al Yisrael before Baruch She'amar, for example, is possible that person is putting on his talit and it's still around his head when he's making the Atifah. Can he answer Kaddish? Well, this is a regular question that applies to many mitzvot. And the basic rule over here is that as long as you started the mitzvah, meaning you made the beracha, and you started the mitzvah, so you're in the mitzvah already, so therefore it's not considered a fatal interruption if you would answer Kaddish. Whereas if you said the Ta'atef Pesisit and you didn't even put it around your head yet, then of course you cannot answer Kaddish, because you didn't even start the mitzvah and you made the beracha. Whereas if you said the beracha and you started to wrap it around your head, since you're already involved in it, so therefore it would be okay to answer the Kaddish. There is a big machloket exactly how to put on the talit itself between two rabbis. One rabbi is called Shalmei Sibur, and one rabbi is called Ben Ish-Hai. Shalmei Sibur actually held that the way one puts on his talit is that he holds it in front of him, full garment in front of him. He says the Tatip is his seat, and he wraps it around him, puts it over his head and his body at the same time. So it's hitting his head and body at the same time. Whereas the Ben Ish-Hai learned much differently. He said that one takes the talit and scrunches it up in front of it and leaves enough cloth just to put over his head. And when he says the Ta'atif Pesit, he only covers his head and does the Atifat Yishma'alim, and then he lowers it down to his body. That's a big machloket over here. Either just to cover the head initially, or to cover the head and the body initially. The Avid came on Abad, or the Avid came on Abad. Each one has enough proofs to prove that they're right. Hakamu Baja'ad of Shalom, however, did follow the approach of the Ben Ish Chai when it came to this, and he would put the talit on by again scrunching it up, only putting it on the head first, making the atifa, and then lowering it down. It should be pointed out that if you're going to follow that opinion of just putting it over your head, well, we said you can answer Kaddish at that point, but there's some people that say Pesukim when they put on the talib. Mayakar hastecha Elohim, ubne adab b'sikir afecha yehasayun, yirviyum b'dechem b'decha, ubne aradecha tashkem, kimecha mekor chayim, or kanereor, meshok hastecha liyodecha, v'sitkat kal yishtelev. There's Pesukim that they say when they put on the talib. Hakama v'diyah holds, if you're going to follow the Ben Ish Chai and you just covered your head, you shouldn't say those Pesukim until you actually lower it down to your body. While he allowed you to answer Kaddish, Kaddish is critical. These Pesukim are, you know, extras. And therefore, one should not make those Pesukim or recite them until he actually lowers it down. Although Hacham of Adya's practice, Alev Shalom, was, he would put it around his head and he would think of those Pesukim. He would never even verbalize them. He would say them in Machshava. But okay, if a person wants to do that, he has that option as well. But again, those that follow Shalmei Sibur, that are putting it on their whole body immediately, so they can say the Pesukim, and they can do whatever they want, because they already did it over their whole body. We're limited, if you're going to follow the Ben Ish Chai, to say the Pesukim only once you lower it down.